This track will be most effective if listened to on a regular basis, and if possible, before you start your day. Do not listen to this track whilst driving. Lie back and relax. I'd like you to focus on the sound of my voice. Just listen to the words I'm saying to you. And in a few moments, I'm going to ask you to take three very slow, very deep breaths. I'm going to ask you to hold each breath. And as you release each breath, just think to yourself, relax. So when you're ready, take those three deep breaths. And with every breath you take, you're going to find yourself drifting deeper and deeper still. Just letting go completely. So just allow your eyes to comfortably close now. Just close your eyes, relax and listen to the words I'm saying to you. And as you rest here, I wonder if you've noticed yet how comfortable your legs are beginning to feel. And as you notice the comfort beginning to develop, you may be surprised to notice a heavy sensation in those legs. A heavy sensation there in those legs. That's good. And as those legs get heavy, they begin to feel warm. Warm and heavy and very relaxed. Very relaxed and warm and heavy. Heavy, comfortable, warm and relaxed. And that heavy feeling is spreading all the way up your body. That heavy, comfortable feeling spreading all the way up. Up through the calves, over the knees, through the thighs, around the hips, into the stomach and the chest and the shoulders and the neck and the face. And as the heaviness spreads up to the face, so you begin to notice your facial muscles relaxing and flattening out, and your head getting heavy and comfortable. Comfortable and heavy, relaxing, releasing any tension. Feeling heavy and comfortable, and so, so relaxed. That's right. You just allow your eyes to remain comfortably closed whilst you continue to listen to the sound of my voice. And although you're vaguely aware of other sounds and movements, you're totally and completely focused on my voice. completely and totally focused on my words. Any other sounds and movements will just cause you to relax deeper and deeper. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, after a little while you may notice my voice drifting off into the background at times. But your unconscious will hear every word I speak. So just allow yourself to float down and down, deeper and deeper into relaxation, deeper and deeper. I wonder if you can remember the last time you were in deep, deep hypnosis. And I want you to imagine the seven veils of consciousness in front of you now. The first veil is a wonderful, vibrant shade of red and represents your desire to be slimmer and more toned. And as you pass through it, you drift deeper and even deeper into peaceful, hypnotic rest, as you realize you can have the body you desire. The second veil is a brilliant orange and represents your future and all the dreams you're going to fulfill now that you're about to release the excess weight that you've been carrying around. And as you pass through this veil, you drift deeper and deeper still, feeling so tranquil, so serene, so calm, and so, so relaxed. The third veil of consciousness is a lovely bright yellow, and as you pass through it, you're filled with peace and hope and optimism, and you can feel that peace and hope and optimism entering your soul and the deepest part of your mind, and you drift deeper and deeper still, dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling, dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling, going deeper and deeper. And now you see the fourth veil, a lovely shade of green, and this represents growth and abundance, just like the new growth of spring and its promise of things to come, and more importantly, your determination to release that excess weight is growing stronger and stronger with every breath you take and every word I speak. You now know you can achieve whatever you set out to achieve. You're determined and positive and confident, and you feel wonderful, so good. And the fifth veil of consciousness is a deep, lustrous blue. And as you pass through it, you bring with you your determination to succeed, and you drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis and this wonderful, calm, relaxing feeling. can feel that deep inner peace and calmness and confidence growing stronger and stronger within you, and you drift deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you go. You now see the sixth veil of consciousness, which is an effervescent indigo, and this fills you with feelings of total peace and serenity, and you drift deeper and deeper still, and you find yourself entering a higher plane of consciousness, as if you're aware of your higher mind, your higher self. And as you drift deeper into this lovely peaceful feeling, you reach the seventh veil of consciousness, the most perfect shade of violet, a rich purple. And as you pass through this veil, you see a beautiful, relaxing white light with sparkling reflections of violet from the seventh veil of consciousness. And so you enter that light, and your mind is now open and receptive to all the suggestions you hear whilst you're here in this calm, peaceful, tranquil place of deep, deep hypnosis. You're now deeply relaxed, and the suggestions you hear will have a permanent and immediate effect on your unconscious. You'll hear every word that I speak, even though you may find your conscious mind wandering away at times, off to the place that conscious minds go when they're not doing anything else. Because right now, nothing else matters. Nothing, except for this wonderful feeling of relaxation you're experiencing. At this moment, it's as though you haven't a care in the world. Nobody wants anything. Nobody needs anything. There's absolutely nothing at all for you to do except relax and let go. And just enjoy the feelings that are being generated within you. I want you to use your magnificent, rich imagination now as you drift even more deeply into this comfortable, relaxing feeling. I want you to just think a little about sugar and its devastating effects on your body and your health. Now, you probably know that you need a small amount of natural fruit sugar, and it's okay to have a small amount of unrefined sugar, like brown sugar or demerara sugar, in your diet. But anything else, especially refined white sugar, has a terrible effect on your health and vitality. Even small amounts of refined white sugar can make you obese, as the body is unable to use more than about 2 teaspoonfuls of sugar at any one time. Any excess sugar is converted into unsightly fat and stored in the body. And I'm sure that you know that sugar rots your teeth. But did you know that it can suppress your immune system, so that it's harder for you to resist infections? Too much sugar causes your stress levels to rise and can make you hyperactive, anxious, and irritable. Not to mention making it hard for you to concentrate. Sugar also causes insulin resistance, which leads to metabolic syndrome and ultimately type 2 diabetes. Reducing sugar, on the other hand, can reverse many of the effects and make you more emotionally stable, which improves the overall quality of your life, helps you sleep better, and helps you stay toned and flexible. Sugar may be sweet, but it produces a lot of sour results. So you stop using sugar. Now, while it may be easy to cut out, or at least cut down, on obvious sugar intake, there are unfortunately many foods which contain hidden sugars. This is why your overall diet needs to improve, to ensure you stop accidentally consuming too much of this unhealthy stuff. So you find yourself wanting to start eating more unprocessed food, such as lush fresh salads, vegetables, and fruit in moderation. This way, you won't be conned into eating refined sugar or sweeteners that you know nothing about. If on the odd occasion you are tempted to eat something from a packet, you always read the label carefully to check the sugar content, and if it's too high, you avoid it. Foods like hamburgers and curries, right through to breakfast cereals, even the ones that say they are healthy, contain large amounts of sugar. And fizzy drinks can be absolutely full to the brim with sugar. A can of cola, for example, can contain 12 teaspoonfuls of sugar. Now, as you relax deeper and deeper, I want you to imagine a very small sugar parasite living secretly somewhere inside you. For it to stay alive and thrive, it needs to be fed sugar by you so that it can carry on harming your body. When you stop feeding it sugar, it may make quite a fuss at first, like a spoilt child, because you've been feeding it on demand. Very soon though, far sooner than you think, it becomes much weaker. It loses its influence upon you, and your craving for sugar is gone, and gone for good. That little sugar parasite dies. That wretched little parasite stops harming your health. So to make a start, you stop eating sugary foods, and you find your taste for sugar quickly disappears, and very soon is gone for good. Now, think about the foods that may have been conning their way into your body on a regular basis. Perhaps you've eaten too much chocolate, or cake, or biscuits. Maybe it's ice cream, or fizzy drinks. What other sweet stuff has been a weakness? Just spend a few moments right now thinking about times when you typically have weakened, and let that sugar parasite have its way. We're going to make a start on those times now, making it easier for you to resist the demands of that little sugar parasite. So as you continue to relax, your unconscious can allow you to recall a place that's very calm and peaceful. Perhaps a favourite beach, or somewhere else where you feel calm and relaxed. Maybe somewhere from your childhood days, or some other wonderful place in your imagination. Just allow yourself to be there right now. Just get the sense of walking into that wonderful place of peace and tranquility. And notice how relaxed and serene you're becoming. How this special place of yours brings comfort and rest to your entire body right now. As you enter this very special place of tranquility and serenity, I want you to reflect upon the damage that sugar is causing to your body. It makes your red blood cells sticky, so they clump together. It slows down your metabolism, and it makes you fat and sluggish. And ages you prematurely. And now imagine an image of you on the screen of your mind, easily coping with those old sugar cravings, with a newfound strength and determination, you find it easy to get through those old sugar weaknesses, and you stop craving sugar. And perhaps you can imagine an image from the future of the new sugar-free you, looking fitter and healthier. You seem to be aging younger as the years pass by, now that you stop eating sugar and have killed that sugar parasite which was trying to wreck your health and ruin your body. And now imagine a time in the future where in the past you may have given in to the demands of your sugar parasite and now see yourself standing up to it, resisting it. Notice how easy it is to defy. And you feel so good and proud of yourself now that you stop feeding the sugar parasite and it becomes weaker and weaker. And now notice another time. And it's so easy to stand up to that sugar demand, which is getting weaker and weaker every time you stand up to that sugar demand. You stop eating sugary food and drinks, and you feel so good, so fit and healthy, and so energetic. Now that you stop allowing that sugar parasite to control you and wreck your health. It's so simple. You have reprogrammed yourself. New neural networks have been laid down. And despite that in the past, when you picked up bad habits in relation to sugar, these are now gone. And I wonder what your body is saying to you about all that toxic sugar that it's been forced to try and process at the expense of your health and well-being. Just listen to what your body is saying. Now, allow your mind to travel out into the future, noticing how easy it is to disregard the efforts of that little sugar parasite lurking within you. See how the weeks and months go by as you stand up to it and ignore it. And then, not even noticing those sugar cravings anymore. From now on, you stop eating sugary foods and drinking sugary drinks. Gone is your desire to eat sugary foods and drink drinks laden with sugar. Imagine something sugary that you would have eaten or drunk in the past, in front of you now. Throw it away into the bin now. Gone. Your desire for sugar is now gone. Into the bin, like that sugar-laden food or drink. You stop eating and drinking anything sugary. And now see yourself as you desire to be, free of sugar, free of the need of sugar, having a wonderfully slim, toned, flexible body that everyone admires. See yourself with youthful skin. It's entirely possible now that you stop eating sugary foods and drinks. That's good. And now you can just get a sense of drifting back to the here and now, feeling so rested and comfortable, with a good strong part of you knowing what to do now. And these wonderful, positive changes are beginning to take place now, at a deeper level of mind. And every day you feel better and even healthier and happier and more in control of everything. You feel great, and all these suggestions are now firmly embedded in your unconscious and grow stronger and stronger day by day, stronger by the day, stronger by the hour, stronger by the minute. And you're going to be amazed at how well you've done. You'll realise the power of your unconscious mind is incredible. And because of this amazing experience, you'll find yourself accomplishing more and more, having more and more success, more happiness, more joy. And remember that you can become just as relaxed as you are right now, whenever it's safe to do so, by just taking those three deep breaths and thinking to yourself, relax. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, at which time your eyes will open. You'll be wide awake, feeling fully refreshed, with beautiful and peaceful thoughts and feelings flowing throughout your body. And these lovely, calm and peaceful thoughts and feelings are going to remain and stay with you. They're going to remain and stay with you. One. Feeling a wave of energy moving through your body. 2. Every part of your body feeling more alive and energized. 3. Reorienting to the room completely now. 4. Bringing a sense of well-being within you. Feeling really good. 5. Eyes open, fully present in the room, feeling much, much better than before.